always just minutes away from the latest news around town
and around the world.
It's important to know what's going on, especially around the world.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be Saturday.
I think
hey,
so,
Melissa,
all day.
How goes it?
I'm here.
You functional?
My throat there's
it's
gone.
It's getting a little warmer these days. We'll have to just deal with that, huh?
Tell me about it.
It's what it, and when the rain this week, God, I love that.
That was
worthy.
Well, of going from 100 to 70 to 100, it's like...
Well, it's just something different to do here.
Up and down.
And as always, we have a live radio show today.
All day?
Not always, but today always.
Well, part of the day.
We're going to do a show today about El Paso history. What a surprise, because we're the ones who tell people that Texas history begins in El Paso, and we are correct about that. And we say that every time on 690 AM. They can find us elsewhere.
They can find us on ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link where they can listen to us all over the planet.
You dig up trivia today?
Yes, we do. We've got trivia. And in the hour two, the first caller and the second callers with the correct answer to the trivia questions can each win a $20 food coupon for Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo.
Indeed. That's going to be fun. And so the trivia is there. And on the history moment?
Yes, we do. We've got the history moment. We're going to be talking about 2 Camino Reals here in El Paso.
I want to know about that.
Yes.
Because I know about one of those.
Yes.
Anyway, that's Life in the Fast Lane today. Lunch at Pepe's. You'll be there?
Yes, I'm going up there. And Marielle Shashu, who's our call screener, today.
Marielle.
Yes, she's going up to lunch today.
Let's get Sergio. Let's get him and take him out of there.
We'll kidnap him. We'll just put everything else on recall.
Just put it on hold. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to make it today, but that'll be fun anyway. So, hey, we're going to do the radio show today about a history. It's an interesting history.
Yeah,
we've got
fun history.
We have an individual in the studio today by the name of Jim Paul. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Nice to be here.
Well, it's nice of you to come in here because I've heard about you for years. I don't know that we've ever met before today.
A man of many talents.
I saw you across the room one day at Pepe's, actually, I believe.
Could have been.
Yeah, you get out there?
Yeah, oh yeah. My mother-in-law used to love to eat up there.
So. We're going
to
ask you to pick a Pepe special today, by the way, so that'll be really important to people who come after you and purchase it today. But the thing to talk to you about is all kinds of El Paso history. You're a native guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me the standard. Where'd you go to school and all that?
Well, I was born at Southwestern General Hospital.
Oh, so you were born on the mountain.
And my grandfather was superintendent of the hospital.
Oh, there.
He was the chief administrative officer there. So,
so did you get born for free?
You know, the way I look at it, I guess I did. No one charged me anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, and you went, I think you said you went to St. Joseph's, wasn't
St.
it?
St. Pat's.
Oh, St. Patrick's.
Yes, St. Patrick's School. We used to walk to school. From Sunset Heights, and then from there, 8th grade into El Paso High School.
El Paso High School. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we know who you – did you go to UTEP?
I went to Texas Western, and then
– And then UTEP.
Went to the military, Vietnam, came back, and graduated from UTEP. So I entered Texas Western.
Oh, wow.
And Coach Haskin gave me a scholarship for my freshman year.
Oh, cool.
Well, he took it away right away. I realized I couldn't play with my freshman class won the national championship. So all those guys are still close friends of mine.
Oh, that's neat. So that kind of sets the stage of how you got where you are. But what you did, it was so unusual in El Paso, you basically took baseball and turned it all around to a whole different game, a promotion, an experience. Mary Alice was saying she used to go as one of your fans. And I've read the experience online about what happened with people. Generally, you know, see if I'm going to sum this up correct. You took a somewhat not functioning well, very in debt minor league baseball team and turned it into a powerhouse of promotion. Whether they won or not, you didn't care.
Exactly.
Were they the Sun Devils?
Sun Kings.
Sun Kings. Mm-hmm. Did you buy that from Kurt Russell's father?
Yes. Okay. Well, my first, when I bought one third of it, I bought it from Kirk and Bing Russell. Mm-hmm. And then it was the following year that I bought it from a guy named Ron DiGiarno who had purchased it from El Paso Pro Sports Inc. El Paso Pro Sports Inc. bloomed during the time we were our first year as the Diablos, which I named them. And this show doesn't have enough hours for me to explain to you how it got from there to me. But let
me read something that somebody wrote. You gave me something called From Rags to Riches. I don't know where that publication was in. But it was how Jim Paul bought the El Paso Diablos for $1,000, turned them into the most successful franchise in minor league baseball. Let me just read. Your Paul's smashing success with the Diablos was due in large part to providing the fans with a ballpark experience unlike anything ever seen in baseball before.
It's true.
He hired cheerleaders to dance on top of the dugouts, mm-hmm. and he took promotions and giveaways to a new level, instituted the tradition of players passing the hat after hitting a home run, fans clamoring to fill the player's helmet with $1 bills. Did you ever try a five?
Some did.
Oh, well, okay. That's something different. But you hired a charismatic public address announcer. Well, that's an understatement. Whoa. Paul Strozen.
My kid's school principal.
That's like a tiger in class.
Oh, my gosh.
But he kept the ballpark's energy level high at all times. And you introduced unusual concession deals, 10-cent hot dog nights every Sunday. Diablos were the first team ever to sell nachos at a baseball park. It's become universal concession now. And you pumped rock music through the loudspeakers between innings and held frequent fireworks night promotions. Both of the innovations and once considered heretical, now universally accepted in baseball. So you did something. Mm-hmm. You broke the mold.
Well, we did. When you don't have any money and you bought a baseball team for $1,000, you got to get people to come through the turnstile. And in the old days, leading up to, say, 1974, excuse me. That was, open the door and let the people come in. And baseball people just weren't coming in. So I sat down and said, well, what does it take? And this brilliant idea came to me. Why don't you ask them what they would like to see? So we started with that.
Gee, what a concept.
Yeah.
And then all the ideas that we came up with, or that I came up with, you had a guy like Strelzin that could announce it like nobody could do. Now, I had to sit behind him. Every game, I sat right directly behind him in that little booth that we had. And when he'd do something wrong, I'd just hit him in the back of the head.
There you go.
And 70% of the time, the people just loved him. The other 30% of the time, he was lucky I didn't have a gun or a machete.
Or the opposing team.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
The opposing team probably wanted to kill him.
On occasion, yeah. But it was so different. And chanting and cheering from the PA was just outrageous.
How much was a ticket back then? How much did it cost to get in? And did you have different seats, different prices?
It was only two prices, general admission, box seats.
Yeah.
I think the box seats were like, gosh, I'm going to say $4.
Four whole dollars for the evening?
Yeah.
Wow. So you provide entertainment to a whole family for $20.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Absolutely. We're very conscious. The thing about here in El Paso is we're unique and we're different, and our culture is the same. It's unique and different. And so what you think works in New York or Ohio or Washington or any place, that formula is not necessarily going to work here, whether no matter what the business is, mm-hmm. whether it's baseball or it's a food franchise or something. You can't take that template and stick it here and say it's been successful every place else. You have to be very aware of El Paso and our culture, especially, and in our economics. You know, I think 20, I can't remember what the percentage, 250,000 El Pasoans live below the poverty level. So we were very conscious of that. And so our concession prices were always kept at a reasonable rate. That's just one of many ideas and things that we had to attune to. And so
why do you think nachos would work?
Why
not?
You guys are from here. I mean,
yeah.
Nachos are great. Now, you go back, 30 years ago, and it came about. We knew nachos would work, but they're hard to make fast.
Oh.
So, and I don't know how I made connections with Upper Valley up there in Vinton, where they first, I think it was called Mountain Pass Canning.
Oh, those guys, yeah.
You know, and then somebody else bought it, and then Pet Foods got it. But I made friends with some guys up there, and they had a great salsa, and they would have a 16-ounce jar. So we'd had salsa night, old El Paso salsa night at the ballpark, and they would send a pallet down, and everybody, that, as they left, would get one. And it was pretty neat, but that relationship developed into, why don't you serve nachos? Well, to sit there and take the chip already, but you got to put some cheese on there, and you got to put a jalapeno on there, and sometimes you put meat. Well, it just took too much time. So they started cooking with an idea if we had liquid cheese. And so they manufactured something like that. And then they came up with a round tortilla chip, because wherever you go, you don't get the triangle ones like we get when we go to a Mexican food restaurant. So and then they already had the Mountain Pass jalapenos if you wanted them. So they brought them down, and we experimented with them. Well, you had to put that liquid cheese, it was thick, in something. So back then they had those, when you went to a movie and you wanted buttered popcorn, you got real butter. What a concept. And they would put those sticks of butter in there. So we got a couple of those, and you had that pump on top. So you put the cheese in there, and it warmed up, and I'm not too sure if it circulated or not, but then we found these made of
little bowls.
Yeah, like a bowl, and you'd put the chips in there, stack them up just right, and then you'd hit that pump and put all the cheese on there. And then if you want jalapenos, they were at the other counter, and you could put as many. So, you know, we eventually kind of perfected that, but we found out that it took a lot of time on the pump, and that it could clog up sometimes. So somebody said, well, just use everything you got, just take the pump out of there and just take a ladle and just throw it on.
Pour it over it, yeah.
So then I brought it to, we haven't talked yet about my, we had a seminar that we would do in September.
Well, we're stuck in nachos. You didn't finish that. Did you? Did it work?
Well, I'm going to tell you, yeah. Well,
okay.
It did. We figured that out. But then in September, I used to have this seminar. It started, I didn't know much about baseball. I never had the luxury of playing the game. So I would get a hold of a friend of mine named Willie Sanchez, who went to El Paso High School too and was working with the Dodgers in Albuquerque. And a couple other people said, come on, let's get together here in September and talk about what works and what doesn't work. You know, we cannot control anything as far as what goes on the field. The talent is signed, sealed, and delivered by the Angels or Milwaukee. But we can control everything else.
So you created a seminar after your first season?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a seminar.
Well, you get together.
Four of us got together.
Yeah, yeah.
And talked about, well, you know, you sell a lot of ads in your program. How do you do that?
Uh-huh.
And we talked about making presentations and things like that. So then the next year, I think the first year and the second year, I was voted executive of the year for AA baseball.
Because you made enough noise in El Paso in your first year.
Oh, did we?
Oh, you, Jim Paul is here. Look, we need to take a break. I hate to do this. This is going to be the hard part, is stopping you.
Oh, okay.
Because these conversations, it's fascinating to hear the ins and outs of what went on. Because, like you said, you didn't really know that much about the game, but you knew how to play marketing. Or else you made it up. I don't know which. We'll find out here.
Both.
Melissa, fascinating stuff. Did you ever go to one of the Dudley?
I didn't go down to the old field.
The old field?
Well, we went to the Cohen Stadium.
But the dome.
I got here in 87.
So you never saw the dome?
No, the no dome.
No, yeah, the no dome.
No one ever saw the dome, but we talked about it a lot.
Yeah, I kept driving by there because I worked in Mexico. And
where's
that dome?
It's over near the zoo somewhere. Dome. Yeah, move over, Mona.
I think it was just dome.
We'll get to some of this. We got to talk more about Strelzin. I mean, the stuff that went on in that era. Jim Paul is sitting here.
I heard stories from people all the time.
He's responsible. We're gonna hold him to it here in a minute. We need to take a break here and come back and talk more about this. But they could call if they wish to have a story, if they want.
Oh, I'm sure there will be a lot, because there were a lot of people that were just making comments on the Facebook page, too, which was really interesting.
Oh, yeah. We've already, 5,000 people looked at him already?
Almost 5,711.
That's since Wednesday night when we put your promo up on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's how many people have clicked on it to look at you.
No kidding.
Just on Facebook. This is just Facebook.
I had no idea.
And see, not everybody does Facebook. That's just the Facebook crowd we have. So we'll show you some of that in a minute.
Well, that's a good thing.
Oh, it is a great thing. And we're going to take a break, come back, and you have that number just to throw it out
there. Call us at 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits to transfer? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ASU to 35517. Learn for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation by U.S. News and World Report. And learn to thrive with Arizona State University. For more information about ASU Online, text ASU to 35517. That's ASU to 35517.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you, it's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Now you can pick your own free product with mattress purchase by texting YAWN to 84888. Become a Purple VIP and be the first to know about deals by texting YAWN to 84888. That's YAWN to 84888.
Rick is really good at snoring. Very good. As soon as he hits the pillow, it's like... That's what it sounds like.
Rick and Robin got Z-Quiet for snoring. Listen to their story.
One of the first nights that Rick's used the Z-Quiet, my son said the next day, "Dad, I didn't even hear you in my room."
And with the Z-Quiet, I'm not being kicked and nudged and bumped and, you know, told to be quiet and roll over.
Before the Z-Quiet, not getting a restful night's sleep was pretty common for both of us. Waking up the next day, you're groggy, you're tired, you're grumpy. And with Z-Quiet, it's the total opposite.
It's been great. Getting a restful night's sleep is great.
ZQuiet works for both men and women. Go to GetZQuiet.com and enter promo code SAVE to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com, promo code SAVE to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com, promo code SAVE.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, we're gonna tell you some things here about what you should do on Wednesday evenings in El Paso when you have a television in hand, or if you have your phone, you can get it these days. Wednesday evening, 5 to 6 p.m., we saw Bernie Sargent this last week. He hosted the El Paso History TV segments. It was on trains and how El Paso was forever changed in 1881 and still being changed. And six guns and shady ladies robbed a train. Mary Alice, were you there? Did you rob the train? She didn't rob the train. But you helped rob the train.
I stood by innocently.
Innocently.
Yes.
Well, that was on...
I was just waiting for the cash.
That was on last week, and that was on the ABC 7 series. And it's actually in the newscast. And you can now see that on YouTube. I got that posted, youtube.com, El Paso History TV. If you want to take a look at what's been going on as we've been putting these on television, you can then kind of learn El Paso history that way. So that's what we're up to.
What station's it on?
It's on youtube.com, ABC 7 on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
But then youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And we have almost 100 of these things. Bernie done about 8 or 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be about 20 when we're done. But it's a free channel. Get on there and subscribe to it, por favor, and you can see what we're doing at El Paso History TV. And also, Bernie's next report this coming week is on the Mexican Revolution.
Oh, that's right.
It's on Mexican Revolution on Wednesday night, coming up at 5 and 6 p.m. Take a look. Also, one more thing. Thank you, Ray Baca, for being
that's
Ray Baca.
That's right.
You know, I've decided he's a relative of El Fuego.
El Fuego Baca?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
They're both from New Mexico, central New Mexico.
Ah.
It's a guy I went to school with. He's a sponsor, and he has Las Mansiones apartment. So I have to ask Ray about that.
We've got the Weiler Airway Tramway State Park. Whoops.
Is somebody calling you from the tramway?
Somebody's calling me on my phone. Sorry about that.
Catch that and see if it's the tramway people.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Weiler Aerial Tramway State Park. The women's hike is Sunday, July 7th at 7 a.m. And this will be a quick, short hike. And they're going to be hiking up Directismo Trail to the junction with the Jackalope Trail and then back down. It's approximately 2 to 2.5 hours. And participants must bring water, sturdy shoes, and weather appropriate clothing and sun protection. But it's going to be a really quick, short hike compared to most of them because of the weather. And they want you to know these hikes and programs might be canceled last minute due to the severe weather, which just comes up this time of year. So if you're interested, give Diana Moy a call at 562-9899.
I wonder what they're doing up there. They're thinking about tramways. They can't run that thing.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll get more money coming up to fix the tramway.
Did they get enough to actually redo the whole thing? I don't think so.
I think, but they got $5 million, I believe, to get started. So that's a good thing.
So instead of fixing the whole tramway, they'll just fix the tram.
Well, start getting some of it started. I mean, it's going to cost quite a bit. I think it's going to take $11 million to get that thing finished. But at least they can get started.
Well, that'd be something to do.
You know, they have to wait and see where they can go from there. Maybe the city can cough up some money because it's part of the city too.
Incorrectly, it has been stated that that's the only tramway in Texas. That is not correct.
Well,
that is the only public tramway in Texas.
It's the only public, yes.
Do you know there's three tramways on the Franklin Mountains?
No.
The FAA Tower,
mm-hmm.
Channel 14, which is accessed from the west side.
Yeah.
And then this one we're talking about at Ranger Peak.
But I think the city and the county should look at putting some money into that because it's a great tourist attraction for us.
No, I think we need another ball team.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. Speaking of which, let's get back into this conversation with Jim Paul, because we have a ball team now. You are the predecessor to it. But maybe we should dial it back to where you were about year one. I read in one of these things, your wife thought this was not a good idea, but you did it anyway. You still married?
Oh, 51 years.
Okay, so that worked out. But at one point, it sounded like she wasn't happy with some of your business decisions.
Well, there are three times that she should have shot me dead. was when after I graduated from UTEP, my first job was in Kent, Ohio, and then our second job was in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we moved there And I was in the athletic department as the sports information director. And she just fell in love. Well, I did too, with the Cajun people and their culture. And it just fit after coming out of this culture. And they have a lot of things in common as far as their happiness.
Is she from here? Your wife from here?
She was born in La Mesa, Texas, and raised as a kid in Pecos. And then she came here, went to El Paso High when she was, I think, a freshman or sophomore.
So you guys had time in Louisiana. It was fun.
Oh, it was outstanding.
Did you eat a lot of swimps?
We ate everything.
Oh, my God.
But we came back here for my brother Tom's and Mary's wedding. And Wayne Vandenberg and a couple of guys got together and said, we'd like for you to come and run the baseball team. We're going to take it over for the old Sun Kings. And I go, I don't even like baseball. But, well, I didn't say it that way. I said it was my third favorite sport. But I just – so anyway, that one thing led to another. And then I wanted to become the athletic director there at Southwest Louisiana University, USL.
That was your goal.
Always had been. And so – they'd been put on probation, et cetera, et cetera. And the athletic director was fired. The school president was fired because they got in a jam with the NCAA for basketball recruiting. So I wanted to bring us out of the ashes, and I was working with the interim president who had been the vice president and worked on that. And I had him convinced, I think, and the biggest business contributor was also working on him. So, but they just in Louisiana, especially southern Louisiana, it takes them forever to make a decision, and it's who you know. I don't care if you're running for dog catcher. So, anyway, I told him I'm going to go back to El Paso. They're going to interview me. They're going to offer me the job. I can go home. But if you would give me as soon as you become president, I will become the athletic director. I'll stay. So, that didn't work, so I told him, I said, well, I told you, so I'm going home. So then I told my wife, and she almost killed me. She did not want to leave.
Strike one. Okay, I get it.
Put the two dogs in the back of the car, and she cried from Lafayette to almost Houston, and then from Houston to El Paso, she never spoke to me.
Oh, dear.
She loved it. She had become a coonass.
I see.
That's a Cajun. That's the way, you can say that.
It's a technical term.
If you've been accepted by them. So that's what she was. She was a Cajun. And so that was – so we went through the first year, and the team was – it was sold to a guy that's in federal prison. No, now he's out now, and they can't find him. Anyway, he bought it for a dollar and the debt because they were going to go into – it was called El Paso Pro Sports. They brought in a big track meet with professionals at that time. So you couldn't be in the Olympics if you were a professional.
Oh, right.
So they all were in the Olympics, and then they'd be turned pro. And that one thing led to another, and they brought in Seoul Volleyball. Major League. El Paso was finding the major leagues. And that didn't last very long either. But in order to finance all that stuff, and they raised a lot of money for stock, they sold the baseball team because it was in debt by $28,000.
And you ended up buying it? Mm-hmm. Not yet.
This guy named Ron DiGiarno bought it. And then later we found out that he was not going to pay off the debt, which he agreed to do.
Oh.
And I found that out from a really wonderful gentleman by the name of Bob Gable, who was our city clerk. He was a city clerk. He said, come on downtown, let's go eat at Luby's, when Luby's was down there on Mills. He goes, Jim, I'm not too sure about this new owner guy. When you write a check to the city of El Paso, who owns the ballpark, for the rental lease of the coming year, and it bounces, I think you better find out. So
that was that year.
That would be my second year with the Diablos. My first year was with El Paso Pro Sports.
Well, I hate to do that. We take one more break. When we come back, let's talk about how you created a seminar, because that's like a home run you're leading up to here. He's already got on base here, Melissa. I think that's good enough to say.
Yes. Well,
but after that, and like we're thinking, maybe we won't put the number out there. If you want to talk to us, put it on Facebook.
Okay.
You fair enough for that?
Yes.
And otherwise than that, we should be back. Sergio, you ready for this? By the way, I want to thank Sergio for what he does in there. He's also creating a show for next week. We're not going to be here. We're going to do a pre-recorded
That's right.
show. So thank you in advance for that. And Mary Alice Shashi in there answering the phones, even though they're not ringing. You're having a good time because you like this conversation. Yeah, fair enough. All right.
Sergio, she'll get ready? Busy next hour with trivia. So.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word SPUNK to 606060. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text SPUNK to 606060. Text SPUNK to 606060.
Holy Gentle Giants dog food, Batman! I'm Burt Ward, Robin from Batman. I'm the Cape Crusader and the Canine Crusader. Would you like your dog to live as long as 27 years and still be active and healthy? Rescuing 15,500 dogs for 24 years, my wife and I created a natural, low-fat, heart-healthy, made-in-America dog food and a special feeding and care program to help all dogs live amazingly longer, healthier lives. Our dogs are living as long as 27 healthy, active years. Twice their normal lifespan, triple for some breeds. Gentle Giants dog food is complete nutrition for all dogs and puppies, all ages and sizes, and is different from other dog foods without the greasy coating and high fat content that can shorten your dog's life. Try our Gentle Giants life-enhancing dog food now at Walmart or ask your local retailer. Visit GentleGiantsDogFood.com to learn more.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot of history going on in here. We're telling stories here, but maybe you should be on the radio. We'll get those up in a second. A lot of things
might be libelous.
Well, it may be. A lot of things too. You should put up. You put up Facebook with the National Geographic spread that was on the Jim Paul in the Day, and the Sun Kings turned to Diabolos.
They got featured. It was quite a spread. So they did a lot of pictures.
At that on Facebook. That's really cool. But a couple of things to tell you. The Commissioner's Court on Monday, this coming 17th of June, they're going to vote on establishing a National Register District in downtown El Paso and the adjacent barrio. So this is a big deal. Starts at 9:30 a.m. The new National Register District that the county plans to create is in line with its formal strategy to develop heritage tourism. It will capture hundreds of income-producing historic buildings, all tax credit eligible, and there'll be no regulations imposed on any of them.
That's right. And I think if you can get down to the court, you know, show up
Monday.
Down there. Yeah, Monday. And
9:30.
You know, get your 2 cents worth in. And if not, if you can't go, either email or give your county commissioner a call.
Or the judge, yeah.
Yeah, or the judge. Let them know. I mean, if they won't, if your words make a big difference.
Coming up this
week. Let
them
know you're there.
Also in history. On Thursday, June 20th, they're doing a movie night. They're open late on Thursday nights now at the Archaeology Museum. And they've got a movie coming up called Chaco Canyon.
Ooh.
What is that about? Because, I mean, some very interesting ancient histories right near El Paso. There's one of them right there. They're at 4301 Trans Mountain Museum of Archaeology. This is coming Thursday night. That's June the 20th. You got something interesting?
Yes, I do. Speaking of films, you got the Sunset Film Society, and they've got a great one today. If you get there at 1:30 today, they're going to be showing some great original television appearances of 50s and 60s singers on the big screen, which many of them have also gone along with the movie that's going to be shown today, which is Grease, which was the one that was done by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Great musical, very fun. And so it'll be a great thing to go see today at 2 o'clock at the Sunset Film Society in the International Museum of Art. And then next weekend, it's not my husband's bio movie. It's called Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, Bernie, that Bernie.
That Bernie. It's not his bio, but I have seen him do moves like that. Did in that movie.
That's the 22nd.
That's the 22nd, okay. Yes. But that's a great movie. So it's a great place to go. You've got Jay Duncan puts these on, and he's a wonderful film historian, and he tells you all the great trivia behind each one of those movies. And I apologize. I am losing my voice now.
But we'll get to it, because next week we won't be here, so that's why we need to talk about this now.
That's right. We won't be able. But definitely, if you get a chance, go on out there. Go to the museum and watch these films. They're free. They do have popcorn and soda and other kinds of great things that you can purchase while you're there. But definitely go out and support the museum.
That's 1211 Montana down there.
Yes.
And that's a fabulous building. I'm so glad that a good group is in there trying to make something out of it. Fabulous stuff here. Jim Paul is in the house here, and we've been telling stories in between. I got to remember which ones have been on the air and which ones haven't, because, I mean, we're getting into this stuff. But you did manage to buy the team for $1,000 in your second year. Is that what I recall?
Uh-huh.
Now, what happened back in that era? Because you had sort of created innovation about minor league baseball,
mm-hmm.
and you were doing stuff that nobody else had ever done. You probably didn't know that, or did you?
I didn't pay any attention to it. I just went on with what you were doing. Yeah.
So you're making up good stuff.
Well, the four people that came to El Paso for a day and a half, we exchanged ideas.
After season one, you had a little seminar going mm-hmm. there, a little meeting.
Just
meeting.
A gathering.
Yeah.
The next year, it was eight. And what happened was that the winter baseball meetings, where all of baseball was there, Major League and Minor League, and 1,000 people at a banquet, they would announce the winners, who was the Double-A Executive of the Year, Triple-A Executive of the Year, Single-A, Short Season, and so forth. Well, of these eight people, five of them won the awards, including myself.
And so you were a brand-new kid winning it
twice in
a row.
My first year that I owned the team, we finished 18 and a half games out of first place. We got killed. We were never in a game.
What was your attendance?
We broke all the attendance records.
See?
Every attendance record.
That's what matters to these guys, obviously.
So the next time it was 12. So then I said, well, I'm going to put this together and make it a seminar. I'm going to charge everybody $200, and we'll do verbatim from everybody's presentation. We're going to do 2 days and so forth and so on. So the 40th anniversary of that seminar
wow.
is this year, and minor league baseball, when I went, sold the team and went to New Mexico State, I sold the seminar to minor league baseball, and they're bringing it here to celebrate 40 years. And they're expecting 500 to 600 people to come.
Are you going to be there?
They're going to have me do some feature speaking.
You better show up and say, hey, I did this. That's fabulous.
When you look at that seminar, it got to be so popular. So, like I said, the first year there was about 24 people came. When I sold it to minor league baseball, it went up to New Mexico State. 300 people came from all over the United States to spend 4 nights in El Paso, and then the colleges started coming too. We had LSU, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina.
What were you doing?
Notre Dame.
What were you doing that was so different?
Well, everybody then started exchanging ideas. They got in this mindset, well, look what they're doing in El Paso. Why can't we do this here in Dubuque? you know, why can't we, you know, do this in Albuquerque or what? And so they would take the ideas back, incorporate it, pitch it, get somebody sponsored, and it started to pick up. So from 40 years ago, minor league baseball, 143 cities drew 9 million people. When I sold the franchise, 34 million people were going to minor league baseball games because they could have more fun there than they would ever have at a major league game. And so that's how the seminar came about.
And more fun than watching TV at home because that was their other option.
Well, air conditioning.
Yeah.
No. It was
the dome was never air conditioned. I know that.
No, but we could tell it was. I mean, that's.
You could advertise it. Did you advertise that it was?
No.
No. You didn't go quite that far, huh?
No.
But Jim Paul's here. We got stories about how the Sun Kings turned into the Diablos. Why did you not like the Sun King? Did you just want something new?
I wanted to change the image. That was all. And I went out and spoke to every civic group there was for 4 or 5 years, and I would tell them, when I took over, the most critical position at the games was our groundskeeper, because it was his job to go by after the ninth inning and wake people up and say, it's over, you can go home now.
But you changed things dramatically. I mean, I read one thing about how you were sitting there one night trying to figure out how to make people not come to your ballpark. You already had too many that night.
Oh, no, that was just a quote. Saying what? That was a,
you didn't
that was
really
a
do that?
No, it was a sold-out crowd. And I would guess I was being a smartass, and the guy heard it and said, you know, Jim Paul saying, why are they coming on a Wednesday?
Why can't they go to a movie leave me alone? Well, you had 7,000, I think, seats, and then 9,000 people, or was it 3,000?
Mm-hmm.
And 9,000 people showed up, so you put them on the foul lines.
Put them out on the grass.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh,
rough thing to have happen.
At Dudley Field, everything was open to imagination and creativity, and we did that. We did that, and we gave the people what they wanted and an enjoyable night at the ballpark, especially the families. They came. They had a great time. The kids laughed, and, you know, Strels would make and then we got them to participate with that bye-bye baby, you know, when –
What was explain that?
Well, one night I woke up about 3. Yeah, my wife was what the hell?
But he's up again. Now what?
Right? Yeah, and I went and looked, and I found an old album I had of Janis Joplin, and there's a song there, "Goodbye, Bye, Baby."
Mm-hmm.
So, I went to a studio at I don't think it was KTSM, but we had a friend that put it together. And what I did is, when people came through the turnstile, we would give them a Kleenex because we couldn't afford to give them a handkerchief. And so, you know, we were chanting and cheering from the PA. Strels had them jacked up, and they were yelling, and we want to hit, you know, and so forth and so on. Well, it worked, and they're going to have to take the pitcher out of the game. So when the manager would walk out to the mound, it got we modified this to where it was just outstanding. You know, he would yell, "All right, get him out, get him out, get him out. He's going to the mound. Let's see if they're going to take him out."
And he's doing this on the PA.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so if he was, when he raised his hand, give me the right-hander, then he would hit that bye-bye, and everybody would wave the
Kleenexes.
I finally got Puffs, I think it was, to sponsor that, and they'd send me boxes and boxes of Kleenex.
Oh, okay.
And people love to take their friends to the game, and when you went through the turnstile, you got your ticket punched or whatever, they would give you a Kleenex, and they'd go, "What's that for?" "Oh, no, I'm not telling you. Just put it in your pocket, you'll see." And Billy Bean, the general manager, president of the Oakland A's, who wrote that book, Moneyball, which starred Brad Pitt.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he was playing in Jackson. He and Daryl Strawberry were the studs of the minor league system for the New York Mets. I met him at a fundraiser here. Hunts introduced him to me, and they said he used to own the Diablos. He goes, "I know, you're Jim Paul." I said, "Well, thank you." He goes, "We love coming here." We caught more crap than ever. And he said, "We loved every minute, and when you would take the pitcher out of the game, we used to tell the guys, and then, hey, everybody, get up, sit on the top step, watch this." And that's her friend coming out of the game. He's been shelled because we chanted and cheered, and and everybody's waving bye-bye, baby. He goes, you're not going to believe this. And they loved it. And it got modified to, all right, everybody say goodbye. Goodbye. Say bye-bye. And then everybody go bye-bye. And then say adios. And everybody go adios. And then it went, but that was an idea of getting them to participate.
Oh, yeah.
And so the more things you could do to, I mean, it just was unlimited, limited by our imagination.
Diablos so. Baseball, Jim Paul is here. We got stuff to do here. I want to ask you, if you don't mind, do a sidestep here and pick a Pepe special. What happens today, but whatever you pick on that menu, that becomes a $6 event today.
Oh, boy.
And we have people that are counting on this. You've eaten there.
All the time. My mother-in-law, we always went up there. But I always loved the folded tacos, but I'm a chili relleno freak.
So chili and chili rellenos is your pick?
I'm going to do that.
Okay, and today they get two on this special for chili rellenos. That's the chili relleno special, and they get two. And it's one per customer per visit. They had somebody walk in try to get six of these at that price. No, that's not the point. You can't do that.
All right, like our 10-cent hot dog.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Jim Paul understood that. So, hey, Jim's here. We're going to be talking more about this. We're going to take a break here and come back in a minute. Facebook is active.
Yes, it is. In fact, we had like Rod Linkus. He says he said Cohen was considered one of the best-looking minor league stadiums in the U.S. What a shame it is gone.
Let's talk about that after the break here.
It was at the time.
It's happening right now. It's coming down. So, all right, back in just a moment.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-2844. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-2844. That's 1-800-700-2844. 1-800-700-2844.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Tickets are on sale now through AXS.com for our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival, starring Alicia Keys, Cage the Elephant, Camila Cabello, Chance the Rapper, Def Leppard, French Montana, Halsey, Heart, Her, Miley Cyrus, Mumford & Sons, Tim McGraw, Zach Brown Band. iHeartRadio! We spend a year handpicking the elite group of artists who will make the journey to Las Vegas.
Coming to life on the T-Mobile Arena stage.
Get tickets now before they sell out.
Do not miss.
Through AXS.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got Jim Paul here. We've been telling stories in the breaks. I'm not sure what's going to get on the air anymore. But and he's here for another hour, so it'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll get into the funny stuff.
Oh, my God, the stuff you were telling us.
I want to know about the chicken is what I want to know.
What, the chicken we need to know about?
Where did he come from?
What are the thoughts about Kurt Cohen Stadium coming down? Oh, goodness. Here's one thing I want to let you know about. Next week, Saturday, June 22nd, there's a tour of... from the Trust people, they're going to do Prohibition culture and history, downtown El Paso architecture. Dr. Max Grossman's going to guide this thing. He's an architectural historian and board member of Trost Society. And that's going to be down. What you do is Saturday, June 22nd, 6:30 p.m., go to the San Jacinto Plaza, 114 East Mills Avenue, and arrive about 15 minutes early so they can get everybody checked in. They're going to be are you going to do this? You're not going to be
in
town.
No, I have something else I have to do that
drinks
evening.
On special, but they're not included. So get walking shoes, and they're going to show you all kinds of things.
Prohibition.
What about that? That's kind of neat next Saturday. And Trost has a website. Go look at that.
Yes, yes.
We're almost out of time. You got one real quick?
Huh?
You got one real quick?
Nope.
Jim Paul is here. We got about 1 minute. What is the strangest thing Strohs ever said on the? Can you repeat it on the air?
Not shortly, but. I'll try to do this in 1 minute.
Yeah.
When we got to out to Cohen Stadium, we bought a big sound mix board. It had 100 sounds on it. One of them was the admission of gas.
Oh, dear.
So, and he would, there were three different, and he'd play it during batting practice. The players, you know, male of the species will laugh at that all the time.
It's a thing.
But I told him, whatever you do, don't you ever, ever play that during the game. So there's controversial call at home plate. Guys, the umpire called him out. It was a Diablo player. The crowd's going crazy and so forth. And then they throw the one guy out of the game, and the umpire's now mad as hell. But he leans over, and you know how they do? They take their brush, and they brushed off the home plate with the dirt.
Uh-huh.
When the umpire bent over, Strelzin hit the butt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the crowd went. They thought that's the funniest thing they've ever heard. Well, the umpires had us both down there. We got a lecture. They almost forfeited the game because Strelzin played the fart.
Dude, that's pretty close.
That's funny.
It is hilarious. Jim Paul, back after the news, if we can make it. See you then.
Oh, that umpire was good.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Sargent Home and Business Inventories. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries.
One man is dead and at least two others are injured after a shooting in a Costco in Corona, California. Police say officers responded to a shooting report about 7:45 last night and found four people down inside the store. Two adults with apparent gunshot wounds were reportedly taken to a hospital. The man who died in the shooting has not been identified. Police also reportedly arrested the shooter and took him to a hospital. A federal appeals court is blocking the Trump administration's ban on abortions for undocumented teens in government custody. The D.C.-based court said the government cannot compel migrant teens to carry pregnancies to term against their wishes. The ruling cited the longstanding Supreme Court precedent on abortion. Judges also said the Constitution offers basic protection for a woman's right to choose. President Trump is rolling out a plan aimed at expanding health care options for small businesses. During a White House event yesterday, Trump claimed millions of Americans will benefit from high-quality and very affordable health care.
Many of these options are already reducing the cost of health insurance premiums by up to 60%.
He said his administration has been working hard to expand health care access and drive down costs. Trump insisted that Republicans are also focused on protecting people with pre-existing conditions. Taylor Swift took time out Friday night to put on a surprise show at the Stonewall Inn. The pop superstar shocked the crowd at the legendary LGBTQ bar in Manhattan with an acoustic version of her smash hit Shake It Off. It was an invitation-only event with a few other acts, but Swift came with no mention. In addition, AEG, the company that represents her, donated $50,000 to the Stonewall Inn's charity initiative. Retailers are expecting tomorrow to be a record-breaking Father's Day. A survey by the National Retail Federation says Americans are expected to spend an estimated $16 billion on gifts for Dad this year, up from last year and more than ever before. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio. A federal court is siding with President Trump and claiming he can ban most transgender people from serving in the military. Brian Shook reports.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals set aside a ruling by a district court judge that said the ban violated the constitutional right of transgender recruits and service members. A three-judge panel said the judge did not give the military's judgment enough weight and ordered her to give it more deference. Trump announced the ban in July of 2017, saying allowing transgender people to serve led to high medical costs and disruption. Brian Shook, NBC News Radio.
The man accused of shooting Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz says he meant to shoot someone else. Ortiz was shot last weekend outside a nightclub in the Dominican Republic and is now in a Boston hospital. Authorities say 25-year-old Rafi Fiera Cruz was the gunman. On Friday, Cruz told reporters he was the shooter, but that he was sent to the club to kill a man who happened to dress like Ortiz. Authorities believe Cruz changed his story because he feared retribution from Ortiz fans inside the jail. A former NFL player is facing life in prison. Jason Campadonia has details.
Earlier this week, Kellen Winslow Jr. was convicted by a San Diego County jury on several charges, including rape. The jury was deadlocked on several other charges, but prosecutors have announced that they want Winslow Jr. back before a judge on the remaining eight charges. Winslow remains behind bars, and if convicted on all charges, he could spend the rest of his life locked up. Winslow played for the Browns, Buccaneers, Patriots, and Jets from 2004 to 2013. Jason Campadonia, NBC News Radio.
The lineups have been announced for the first Democratic debates this month. The 20 candidates who made the cut will be broken up into two groups of 10 and will debate over two nights, June 26th and 27th in Miami. The first group includes Senator Cory Booker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former Texas lawmaker Beto O'Rourke. The second group includes former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Bernie Sanders, and South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. John Jeffries, NBC News Radio.
From iHeartRadio, number one for podcasts, Stuff You Should Know.
Let's talk about the waterbed.
Supposedly, they've come a long way.
Not the good old days where you just fill up a big vinyl rubber bladder.
Right.
And no, it holds. You ever had one?
I kind of wanted one.
I kind of wanted one, too.
Sure.
I think we're just of that age. Uh-huh. And they came about, as you'll see, we're going to talk about the 70s and 80s. That in the 80s is when they peaked sales-wise.
Right.
Hi there. We're back on the air here.
There we are.
How about that?
Hey, we're here.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
No, lead in.
Are we starting this hour of the show as we normally do? Do you have recordings going? Okay. Can we do the history moment? Not yet. Okay. We're not going to do the history moment just yet.
We're just going to talk a lot.
We'll get to it when we can, because normally we have music and Flo comes on and tells you how great this is.
We're not going to sing.
So let's pretend all that happened.
I'm losing my voice.
But we can be innovative because we have Jim Paul here. He used to make up stuff all the time. Are you still making?
I want to know about the chicken.
The chicken.
Why did with the Diablos and you end up with a chicken as a mascot? Where's the connection
there? Well, first of all, we were the first minor league team to bring the San Diego chicken out of San Diego, mm-hmm. El Paso.
Well, this was his cousin?
No. That was another idea we had. We didn't have that chicken until we went to Cohen Stadium.
Okay.
But the San Diego chicken, who became extremely famous.
Oh, yeah.
And rich.
Yeah.
Because I told him, I saw him on TV a few times on ESPN and so forth, how funny he was.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I was living in California when he first came about, yeah.
And he was working for KGB Radio. But we befriended the general manager of the Padres, and he knew him. And so through him, we got Ted Giannoulis, is his name, to come to El Paso. Mm-hmm. And we sold the ballpark out.
Oh, yeah.
And then I told him later, I said, you can make a lot of money doing this through minor league baseball, if nothing else. So I told him, come to the winter baseball meetings, have a booth, and start talking to him. And the second year, I told him, get a big calendar and show where you've been. Maybe I can fit you into my schedule. He became a multimillionaire. He worked his butt off, though.
Did you help make that chicken famous?
Every interview he gives, he says, if it wasn't for my appearance in El Paso, Texas, I wouldn't have been anything.
Well, what was the chicken's name that we had here?
Yeah. Well, I think we call him Charlie. I don't remember.
Husky, what?
Yeah. But he was our mascot.
Oh, Casey Chicken.
Casey the Chicken, yeah. And he was our mascot out at Cohen.
Why not a devil instead of a chicken? I mean, just because of the mascot, I guess, because of the...
Yeah, I think when I changed the name, you get a couple of letters, not many, and you know, devil works in different ways.
Diablos. Yeah. I get it. Okay, yeah.
All right, are you ready for this again?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Let's start the hour now.
Oh, we back on the radio?
Yeah, well, no, we're
I
still,
thought we were just chatting.
We're still doing radio.
We're not on the air. We weren't on the air when we did that?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we were. Okay. I was just kidding.
He didn't play the open, so we don't know where we are.
This is steam-powered radio.
But, however, we are going to play the history moment.
Oh, we are.
It was written and produced by Melissa Sargent.
Oh, and it was written by Bernie this time.
Bernie wrote this one?
Yes, so can
we still play it?
Yes, we can.
Okay. And it was written and produced by Melissa Sargent. And you know what it's about? You would.
Yes.
But let me tell the people.
Yes.
You ready for me to tell the people?
Tell the people.
It's about a nice drive on a famous road through a pecan orchard.
Mm-hmm. A tale of two Camino Reals. Most of us are aware of the trail that Oñate and his followers traveled through Mexico, Texas.